What a shame it is, I think, that the Climate Council has to have fundraisers, but indeed it does. And I have with me today in the studio two members of the Chorus of Women, a Chorus of Women, Janet Salisbury and Johanna McBride. They have a program coming up called Mission Climate, and it's on Thursday, the 1st of September, at the Australian Centre for Christianity and Culture. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Now, as I say, what a shame that the Climate Council has to raise funds for itself to survive and do its good work. But indeed, you're contributing to that with this program, Mission Climate, Music and Science in Harmony. And you have some very eminent scientists as your speakers or part of this program, along with some music that you have written and that you perform to complement this. Give me a big rundown of it. Maybe we'll start with you, Janet, and then we'll talk to you, Johanna, as director.
Yeah, so we've pieced together a program that weaves music from a chorus of women and a number of other Canberra musicians and singers with some personal reflections from scientists and some others as well. All of the singing and the personal stories are in response to climate change. So it's a program that sort of weaves together those elements. And we have a number of pieces from A Chorus of Women's repertoire, but we're also being joined on this occasion by the Sirenes, another choir that Johanna actually also is the musical director for, and some wonderful instrumentalists, including Rowan Harvey-Martin, a violinist and conductor, well-known in Canberra, and Marcia Stavenster, who is singing as well, some beautiful songs. And Nitya Parker, who is another wonderful Canberra musician and singer, and he's coming to sing in the programme as well. And we have Professor Will Steffen, who is one of the climate councillors, and he's also one of the eminent sort of report writers and has written many of their reports. We've known Will for a long time now, 10 years, and he's been to a lot of Chorus of Women events, and we've worked with him on both musical productions and on conversational events about environmental issues, so he knows us quite well.
Yeah, and really importantly, he's a very engaging speaker as well, which of course is really important if you want to do presentation.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. And we also are going to be receiving a personal message from Tim Flannery. He's not actually going to be there in person, but he's going to send through a message for us for the event. And in fact, it was his video that was posted by the Climate Council about the bleaching of the coral reef after he'd been on a dive up there that, you know, his sort of impassioned sort of reaction to that, that sort of prompted us to run this event, actually. Because, yes, I mean, the heartfelt sort of grief, really, that is felt in the, well, in the whole of the community and also in the scientists, among the scientists, when they see these effects of climate change.
And only in the last week or so, of course, we've had the wonderful Brian Cox on television becoming hair-tearingly frustrated with one of our future politicians or now sitting politicians in the Senate on the issue of proof of climate change. Mm. So I'm sure that many people will be engaged in this debate and in the passion for the message to be heard and accepted. Mm. And your show, therefore, comes at a very apposite time. Johanna, how have you as musical director pulled together all these diverse strands to make a unified program for the evening?
Well, I think really in our traditional chorus fashion, slightly chaotic and sort of trusting that it will all weave together, that is true of the music as well as of the whole content of it. So Janet has been looking at the movement, the emotional movement of the whole program, really. That includes the music as well as the science. So we call it Music and Science in Harmony. So that we want it as one unit. I sort of am not thinking of it as a concert, but as an event that wants to engage all the people who are there. So we just cast the net fairly wide, and I'm quite excited because my other singing group, the Sirenes, are very, very, a very different group to A Chorus of Women. So A Chorus of Women, we started And it's all about finding the citizens' voice to burning issues of our time. Mm. That's how we started, and that's how we've continued. And the Sirens are a group of singers who just love singing, and they are there for the fun of it and for the joy of it, and I'm all into that as well.
Yes.
And so I said to them slightly nervously, I don't want to push you into this at all. And I had really an overwhelming response, and I found that very gratifying, that, you know, they are really genuinely also concerned with this issue. So they're bringing their own songs, which are, two of them are really songs from the 60s, Imagine, and the other one is a Joni Mitchell song, which is Big Yellow Taxi, and we've updated the lyrics slightly for the occasion. We won't tell you anymore. And then, of course, I also asked Marthe Sevenster, who herself is a scientist and runs a science consultancy, environmental consultancy, and she sang for us last year in our big Passion for Peace. And she said she would love to sing, and she would love to also offer some reflections. So she embodies this harmony between science and music. And so she offered a song by Samuel Barber, which is called Now Have I Fed and Eaten Up the Rose. And it's a very simple, actually, German poem that was translated into English about you're sitting in the dark, somebody gives you a gift, a beautiful rose, and you gobble it up and you don't even know what you've done, and it's gone. So, yes, we've had these very different responses. Nitya Parker, who is a wonderful jazz and Indian musician, has written a song for the occasion, and indeed one of Janet's colleagues.
One of my young colleagues at my workplace, actually, who's very engaged with the issue of climate change and is a wonderful singer and sings with the group The Resonance in Canberra. She has composed a song especially for the occasion as well. So we have some brand new music to be premiered.
So it is also really a big range of genres as well as emotional responses.
But when we started to look at what we had as well, we realised that there was a sort of, we could see that there was a sort of a bit of a journey that you could take people on through the different types of responses. Mm. So we start the program with some music that is just deeply emotionally connecting us to the earth and to the country. And then through the sort of feelings of anxiety that people have when they're sort of watching and thinking, well, you know, what can I do, you know?
What we call sterile anxiety. Yes. You are frozen and you think, what, you know, what can we do? Just look on. We're just onlookers.
And then we found we had this bracket of songs which is representative, I suppose, of all of the genre of different types of music over the years, which is about the environment, you know, including, as Johanna says, the music from the 60s and more traditional music about the earth. And
call to action.
Then we also have some songs that are more specifically really a call to action. So we've been able to sort of take people on a bit of a journey through these different types of responses. And then in the second half of the program comes a little bit more reflective and then towards a hopeful end at the end. But it's because climate change is so difficult at the moment in the world, and we are in a very difficult place. It's a sort of a little bit of one step forward and two steps back, and the program reflects that a little bit. So
yes, and also we end with an excerpt of a big work of Glenda Clochley's, Gifts of the Furies, The Gifts of the Furies, and it's about the reconciliation between city dwellers and the earth. So that we thought was very apt to end up on. And you mentioned this new politician who's entered parliament now. Yeah. And we think that there is a sort of blindness and a psychological defense against climate change. Like, we really don't want to know about it. And so we find ways around it. And we think that if in our music we can manage to just, you know, sing the emotions, the truth of the emotional truth of even our not knowing, even if we are not 100% sure, but we know we're in trouble, if we can sing that openly, that might get around the argumentative and the, but this is not happening and this is, you know, this is not really the point.
It seems to me always with the Chorus of Women and the work that you do that it travels a parallel line always of the emotional and the intellectual. And that the parallels do meet as you come to the end of your work always, so that you've got this crossing of train tracks and not resolution to problems, perhaps more asking of questions and posing of positions and possibilities, but always encouraging people to think, but above all to engage mm-hmm. with the issue on yeah. both of those levels, the deeply emotional and the intellectual at the same time, which is a tough ask. And to make it an entertainment as well, if you like, is also a big challenge. So music and science in harmony with a chorus of women, The Sirens, Marta Sevenster, directed by Johanna McBride, and with scientists Will Steffen in person, Tim Flannery in spirit or electronically, shall we say, and Dr. Nikki Grieg from CSIRO. It's on the 1st of September at 7:30 in the Australian Centre for Christianity and Culture. And you can find ticketing information at chorusofwomen.org, or you can turn up at the door and hope there's room for you. All proceeds will go to the Climate Council. It's been really lovely speaking to you, and I'm sure that you will once again touch people's hearts and touch their heads with this work.
Thank you very much,
Barbie.
Thank you.
We want well-attuned politicians. Leaders whose hearts beat with the rhythm of renewal. Bringers of the change to our world. Seers of our hopes for our children's dwell. We are a citizens' chorus that we sing out in the streets.
And the community.